You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hey everyone, welcome to Open Mic and happy Thursday. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kokatlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app. And if you have any requests, you can text or call us at 778-782-CJSF. So welcome, and today there is a lot of variety in the songs. Some of them are pretty upbeat, and some of them are jazz. I've also got an Arabic song in there. And first up, we've got Dream If You Want To, from Amanda Room's sixth album, The Truth We Hold.
Yeah.
So we just listened to Atlantis by Ombre Ciel, and I believe it's her debut album, Still There Is the Sea, and I love the song. It's very dreamy. And next up, we've got Acquiescence by Brock Kaiser from the album Some Nights.
Into the clouds.
So we just listened to Midnight by Coco Rose, which was a no vocal track. And then next up we've got Demons in the Rain by Desire from the album Games People Play, after which we'll have two songs from Aliza Niemi's sophomore album Progress Bakery. The first one is DMBF and the second one is Pokey.
Whispers in the wind of people she has been. She wears it so well, but she will never tell. Demons in the rain, visions still remain. Time is just a door, she's been here before. Thank you.
bird note. European starlings arrived in North America in the 19th century, but they've lived side by side with humans since way before then. In the European starling's native range of Europe and Western Asia, people have been farming, herding, and erecting settlements for millennia. And starlings have adapted alongside them, finding nest cavities in buildings and flocking around any agricultural activity that might promise seeds, fruit, or a bounty of insect prey. We know for certain that starlings were present in great numbers in ancient Rome. They swarmed in massive flocks of the kind we today call murmurations. Thousands of individuals cascading and folding in awe-inspiring geometric patterns in the sky. Roman augurs, or diviners, scrutinized these patterns for signs of how the gods were feeling that day. Divination was crucial for major decision-making. If there was a key battle in the offing or political intrigue brewing, the augurs looked to the skies, taking the auspices, it was called, to see if the gods gave or withheld their approval. Some flock patterns offered more auspicious signs or omens than others. From time to time, it may have seemed like the future of Rome itself hung on the correct reading of the movements of these very common but highly adaptable birds. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Get hurt, crack song.